All right, so we're holding Bez Hashem towards the end of the Psich of the Chavetz Chaim, and he tells us another Chiddush of an Asei that a person could transgress if he speaks Lashon Hara, that we started yesterday, and we're in Sifkatan Yud Dalid in the Psich of Asein. And the Chavetz Chaim says, Oid Nirish, Oiver Gamal Mitzvah Asei, the Valach to Bidracha. In other words, there's a Mitzvah Asei that we have to walk in the ways of a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And therefore, if a person does not walk in the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, he's being mevatel a mitzvah saseh. Shenitztavinu bazeh leilach b'midois of shel a Kodesh Baruch Hu, ashehem kulam rak l'toy. The midas of a Kodesh Baruch Hu are all good. Kimamorim zal mahu rachum avato rachum. Mahu chanun avato chanun. Just like Hashem is compassionate, we have to be compassionate. Hukiyotze bazeh b'shar midas toivois. And other midas the same. K'moishim vor barama milchus deyes. And we see that a Kodesh Baruch Hu hates somebody who says something negative about another person. Even a person who's very bad. That's where we ended yesterday. There's the Gemara says, Yeshua wanted to know. We're on Sif Yud Dalin in my edition, page Nun Aleph. So he says, Gabi Maisad Ochan. In other words, Ochan took some of the booty. Because of that, Klai Yisrael lost the next war. So Yeshua wanted to know who's the cause of this. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, am I a snitcher? Am I going to tell you that who did something wrong? Even though the guy did something wrong. Ayin Shah. Vitzoyfa l'toyve vein tzoyfa l'ra. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks for the good and not for bad. K'moy d'isa b'tanav Eliyov Amru. Arba kitos ein makablois p'nei shechina. There are four groups of people that they can't be makabel to pay shechina. They can't come kaviyachol to greet the shechina. Why not? Because the shechina can't stand in their mechitza. The shechina can't be together with them. It's the same place. And one of those is makat misapri lashon hara. So why is that? That HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like wickedness, and a person who speaks lashon hara is a wicked person. Is corrupt in his midos. And a person who's corrupted his midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want in his mechitza. A person who makes himself have a habit to speak Lashon Hara, ain't a holich b'darkei Hashem. He's not going in the ways of Hashem. The way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to do good for others. And he's doing the opposite. And that's why he's called a ra. And therefore, Chavetz Chaim says, if a person speaks Lashon Hara, so another Easter is over, is this Asay. Hare shechishavnu arba esrei mitzvahs Asay shirigilin lav aleim adesipa Lashon Hara ruchilos. So we've mentioned 14 mitzvahs Asay, levad mishiva osa lavin, besides 17 lavin, that a person could be over when he does it. So he says, "V'av shekol hashiva osa lavin v'ar be'esri asein ein yochalova b'shechad u'besipur echad kivur l'mayin." If you look into it, you see the math. You can't have the 14 asays and the 17 asays all in one case. You won't have that. But nevertheless, avol b'kein misha ragel chas v'shol v'midu razu, a person who accustoms himself to speak lashon hara b'vada yavar al kulam berachav asman. As time goes on, his zichel will transgress all of them. Ki pa'amim yereloi l'dabal lashon hara al zakein. Sometimes it'll be on a zakein. U'pa'amim al chacham, sometimes on a wise man. U'fa'amim yiganeo b'lashon hara shalei b'fanav. And sometimes he'll do it in front of him. U'pa'amim shalei b'fanav. Hakoel kanal. And therefore, a person has to know that he's entering such a danger zone of 17 lavin and 14 asein. And then the Chavetz Chaim says, in the third thing that a person could transgress, so we know that a person likes to get a bracha from Chaim Kanievsky, Skalan Rebbe, whoever it is, a person likes to get a bracha from Baruch Gadol. A person would not be too happy if he got a klola. He went for a bracha and instead he got a klola. And v'nishvi, no matter how chesidish we are, but still the Rebbeinu Shalom is still even worse to get a klola from the Rebbeinu Shalom. So the Torah says, levad kol alav masein anal over al orur ma'ke re'eu basoser shukoy al loshon hara kinema yisim sifri u'pirush Rashi b'chumash. That the Torah says, orur ma'ke re'eu basoser. Cursed be a person who hits his friend in secret. What's the case? He hits him secretly. Chari, he feels the punch. What does it mean secretly? Teretz says it means he's speaking Lashon Hara secretly about the person. And that is Makir Re'ehu Basaser. And that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes an Oru. Or Begamkein, Al Orur Majge Iver Baderech. Cursed be a person who trips up a blind person on the road. The Yadua, the Kavanas Apostle, La'orer Ami Shalais in Michel Lifne Acher Shiasi O the Easter. Now, as we know, that what does it mean, cursed be a person who trips another person on the road? So we know that's the Easter of Lifne Iver, Lisit in Michel. So besides that, there's a lav, there's also an Orur. When a person speaks Lashon Hara, he's being machshil the people who listen in listening to Lashon Hara. And if, unfortunately, his mouth is like a broken faucet that just doesn't stop running, in other words, he's decided, this is not for me. This is for Frumakis. This is not for me, Lashon Hara. It's a little too geschmack. Makes me popular. That's what he thinks. So over oid al oru shlishi. So he's over a third oru. Who orur asher lo yokim is divri hatorah zois la asois oisam. Cursed be the person who does not accept upon himself the Torah to perform it. Shepirushay asher lo yekabel alatzmi lekayim is kol haTorah. A person who says I'm not going to do the whole Torah. Certain things yes, certain things not. Who nikra mumal ledavar echray dizet. And he's considered a mumar. Because he doesn't care. Like a person who doesn't care about Shabbos, Chalila. Avodah Zarah, he doesn't care about this Avera. See, he's a mumar l'dover echad. The Alkein godol avoyne min say. His chait, his sin, is too heavy to bear. So we mentioned three arurim that are common to happen for a person who speaks Lashon Hara. And if he's all upset because he had a fight with his father, didn't want to get him an iPod, and now he goes starts telling other people about his father. Over oin al oru revi is over a fourth aruvahu orur makla of avivimai. Moshe Rabbeinu Leibah saying that a person now curses or is mavaza his father, so he's over this Easter of Orur Makle, of Avima. V'yadua mayim ha-gemor b'shvus, the Orur, when the Torah says Orur b'yklolo, there's a curse, boy nidui, he's in excommunicated from the Rabbeinu Shleilam. L'chein, kol ish yadea ba'atzmish l'nizim oven amar zeh, anybody who knows that he's not careful with Lashon Hara, tzorech li yizchoreid b'navshay ulai chas v'sholem nidu b'shamayim al zeh. Maybe he's a menuda. Maybe he's somebody who's cut off from Hashem. Who can mashkosev say charedim l'inyan maklav v'imay aincha. V'yoyed kam in yonim royim nizbov al yidei chet hamar shel Lashon Hara. And there are other things that come about as a result of Lashon Hara. Kigoyim. Midas ha'achzorios ha'gerua. The horrible midah of being cruel to people. So a person who speaks negatively about other peoples is developing the midah of achzorius. Who midah sakas, and anger. He gets angry at somebody, he speaks Lashon Hara. So he's being mechazik in himself, the midah of kas. K'moy shifligu chazal b'shabbos, v'gam kam upon him lo'ed dezer l'litzonis. He comes to mock and ridicule good things. U'l'shar midah roitz k'yetzvem. Al ken kol dibri ha'psich hazoish, m'menu nuchel hoven, as goydol akil kol aboy di Lashon Hara rechilus. That's why we have this entire psicha to explain how serious the chet avodah zarah is, and that's why bielonu atayre beferush ishazev kosva leo lav miyuchad vulei seilch rachel b'mecha yoisim al kol amidas rois. Now, Lashon Hara is a terrible mida, but there are other bad midas. The Torah doesn't say a lav that you're not allowed to be a kaisa, and a lav that you're not allowed to be an achzar. That if a person is not, he gets a lot. But here, the Torah is actually giving a specific lot on this corrupt midah of speaking Lashon Hara. And then the Chafetz Chaim, the Zayd of Klal Yisrael, says, people should read and reread this psicha a number of times. Because reading this over, realizing all the averas a person is over, it surely will help for the future. because it's a collection from the Rishonim that their words are pure and holy. Boyarois kemari alapidim, they burn the flam flakadim. Ubavadai shamru es atzma mimidigru azu atachlisa. And then the Chafetz Chaim gives us an interesting das Torah here. And he says, Ubavadai shamru es atzma mimidigru azu atachlisa. The Rishonim zicha were surely very careful not to speak Lashon Hara. Al kain divreim poilim oid b'leiv kareim. Therefore, what they write has a big impact on us. You know, when a person who is nizer, who is a kodesh, writes something, and then we read what they write, that has a greater impact on us than a person who is not so ois kahalkim, and he writes a halacha sefer about it. So therefore, we're happy also that the Chafetz Chaim is the one who wrote the sefer Chafetz Chaim. Because now also, Baruch Hashem, it's words of such a tzaddik, and he says, the Gam Yeda, Uvarish Shavya, Al Kain Devarim Poilim, the Gam Yeda HaKayre, and the Chafetz Chaim says, Shalei Lekachti Yisro Lavin Vasein Kifi HaZdamen. Don't think I just picked out of the hat a couple of Lavin and I say it. Rak Chokarti V'Darashti Heitev Esatar Yag Mitzvahs. I look carefully into all 613 mitzvahs. V'Har Be'yigiyos Yigati. And much effort I have expended. Acha Zorani HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Until I found all the asein and lavin that are relevant to us. If the so great is the sin, how can we find that the Gemara sometimes an Amora will speak harshly to another one? I also opened my eyes to that question. And I copied over the Chavis Yor. And also I've answered many kashas from different Gemaras, a little here, a little there, in the Hakdama. So Baruch Hashem, we Messiah the Hakdama, the Psicha of the Chavetz Chaim, and tomorrow, Baruch Hashem, we can begin actual Hilchos Lashon Hara.